Greetings. Welcome to Minnesota State University Mankato and our Student Activities Leadership Toolbox. This is a podcast dedicated to exploring service, service learning, volunteerism, and how getting involved in service benefits you and the broader community. Before we begin exploring steps that you can take to get started with your service experience, let's spend some time reviewing the benefits of service and service learning. Service and service learning enhances and reinforces your understanding of classroom topics. It affords you the opportunity to put knowledge into action in real-world settings. It also extends the opportunity to develop your values and to act on what you believe is right. It develops critical thinking and problem-solving skills, inspires growth in your understanding of diverse cultures and communities, and promotes deeper learning about social issues, their causes, and how to affect change. Service learning helps you identify strengths, skills, and talents while applying them in real-world settings. It develops and enhances communication, collaboration, and leadership skills, and tests your skills, interests, and values in potential career path or to learn more about a field that interests you. Service learning connects you with professionals and community members with whom you will learn and helps to cultivate a professional network of people that you might connect with again later for jobs or internships. Service learning also satisfies your urge toward public service and civic participation. With these benefits in mind, and since you have landed on this podcast, chances are the time has come for you to step up to service. Perhaps a professor has included a service component in one of your classes, or your schedule is allowing you time to consider ways to enhance your academic experience. Where should you begin? The expression "seize the moment" or "there's no time like the present" will carry you far as you weave service into your daily routine. After listening to this podcast, you will have insight into how to proactively design your experience and set the stage to optimize personal and professional growth through service. Whether you are incorporating service into your schedule to meet course requirements or for personal reasons, you will be giving your valuable time to a vital cause. For this reason, it is recommended that you implement a personal resource inventory as a first step. This simple, focused activity will clarify what skills, talents, and other resources you have to bring to a service site and help you tailor your search to fit your needs and interests. Take some time to ask yourself, what time parameters or deadlines do I need to consider? When do I have time in my schedule to participate in service? What system do I need to pull together to promote reliable transportation? What skills do I have to bring to a service experience? What are my interests and talents? What environments and organizations would be a good fit for my skills and interests? What do I ultimately want to gain from this experience? Implementing a resource inventory will assist you in making decisions about your service experience, shape the environment that you hope to work in while developing a timeline that will support goal attainment, prepare you for an interview with service site coordinating staff, and help you to present a professional image that will maximize your networking potential. The most important benefit of implementing a resource inventory is that it will take the stress out of managing your plan for service. It will allow you to be proactive, focused, and professional, and set the stage for a fulfilling service experience. Now that you know what you hope to achieve and how you will introduce yourself to potential service sites, you may wonder, what next? Now is the time to familiarize yourself with the numerous resources that are available to streamline your service site search. Some resources that are available to you with a click of a mouse or a phone call include some campus resources, such as the Office of Community Engagement. You can find that office at www.mnsu.edu/engagement. Career Development Center. The address is www.mnsu.edu/CDC. You can contact registered student organizations by going to www.mnsu.edu/CDC. mnsu.edu/ATPZ/RSO. These sites allow online access to organizational missions and the scope of these organizations and give direction to viewers on how to get connected to service. Staff and organization members are also available to talk to you about your personal resource inventory and make suggestions based on your time, interests, and needs. Some of our off-campus service site partners include the Council of Local Organizations for Volunteer Enhancement. Their address is www.volunteermankato.org. Mankato Area Public Schools is another awesome site, and their address is www.isd77.k12.mn.us. Keep in mind that this is but a snapshot of what's available to you throughout the Mankato area, and that service opportunity evolves as system and human need evolves. The most valuable resource you have available to you is you. Your enthusiasm, interest level, professionalism, and level of commitment to service will assist you in shaping your service opportunity, add to your skill, insight, and perceptiveness, and pave the way to strengthen community through service. Thank you so much for your time, and congratulations for stepping up to service.